Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us. And Andy, we're getting back to something that you love, which is garden tech. And you really do love an expensive lawnmower. So tell us about the latest one you've got to suggest to us.
Well, okay, you're right. I do, Matt. Because the convenience of having a robot cut your lawn, you know, it's the stuff of Jetsons era television. It's fantastic. I don't think anyone does it better than Husqvarna. There are other makes, plenty of them. You can buy a robot mower for, you know, 600-700 euros. You can pay 5,000 or more for one if you want. However, Husqvarna have a new auto mower, 305E. It's called the Nera, and it's a compact robotic lawnmower. It has tires or wheels on it that look straight off a four-wheel drive. It's very cool looking, but it has this edge cut function, so it minimizes the need for manual edge trimming. Wire-free installation, which means that you can you use GPS to set where the mower can and can go. Various, you know, other features like stay out zones. So if you're trying to grow some grass that hasn't come on well, you can have it avoid that. It has the Automower Connect app compatibility. It's not a big mower, so it's good for about up to 600 square meters. That kind of
thing. And do you get a remote control for it, do you?
You can control it with the app.
Oh, with the app on your phone.
With the app on your phone, yeah. It's also, obviously it's weather resistant, but it really is weather resistant. It'll live outdoors in all weathers. And the wire-free installation is a big deal because you don't have to put up this, bury this wire that you used to have to do a couple of years back to keep your mower under control as such. And the greatest luxury of it has smart home integration. So as you're sitting watching the golf on a Sunday afternoon, Matt, you can say, Alexa, mow the lawn, and it will.
Okay, then give me some other ideas here. I'm not sure John Gibbons in the Environment Spot would necessarily approve of a water system. This is the Eve Aqua water system. Why would you need this? Do you not just depend on the rain to do the job?
Well, often we can. However, John might like this because it does minimise the amount of water that you use. Eve are an interesting company. They have a few products in this kind of water management arena. And the idea is the Eve Aqua essentially transforms your outdoor tap into a smart watering system. It's a small little thing, a couple of inches square, and it allows you to, you plug it onto the tap and it allows you to control sprinklers or cleaning if you've got a cleaning thing set up for a patio or something like that using the Eve app, or it's integrated with Siri. And there's a little button on it as well that you can just press to do it. So it has 7 autonomous watering schedules, and it will integrate with the hose systems from Gardena and from Kärcher that some people have. It's got Bluetooth, and Thread is worthwhile keeping an eye out for. Now, Thread is this kind of multi-manufacturer smart home integration system. And a good thing about it is it operates without a bridge. So there's no extra bit to plug into your router and all that stuff. At 150 euros, basically what it does is it allows you to water your garden using a schedule whenever you want, or even using an app. And that's good value, I think.
Okay, take us to outdoor lighting. Again, for as the evenings get longer.
Outdoor lighting is, you know, it's transformative for gardens and patios. As evenings get longer, we're going to be sitting outdoors. It's nice to have good looking lights. And, you know, you can buy those solar lights that plug in, even multicolored ones, and they look okay. Some of them can be integrated with smart home. But if you want to do it properly, if you want to have an event style evening, if you're, you know, and you think, I want the garden to look great, there are a few options. One of them unquestionably is the Philips Hue range. And there is a white and colour ambience light strip. And this is essentially like a roll of plastic that you roll out and it goes into your garden and it gives you access to 16 million colours and adjustable white light. So it's app controlled, can be integrated with smart home. So you can do something like, Alexa, switch the garden to blue. Things like that. And it instantly happens. So you can set up different light scenes, but also different schedules. So if you're away, you can make sure that the garden is lit and the lights go out maybe at midnight or something like that as a security feature. Obviously weather resistant, but it's a very flexible design. So if you have plant beds or corners or a wall, the light strip will bend around it and it's very easy to install. So not only does it look good to make the garden look good. It's a nice security lighting feature too.
Here's a really important one, I think. An outdoor smart socket.
And these are so hard to get, Matt. Really, really difficult to get. Tapo, which some of your listeners will be familiar with, makes smart plugs. Their stuff is only available in the US. So proper outdoor sockets are difficult to get. What you can do is you can go to a retailer, buy one of those waterproof plastic boxes, put an adapter or a plug board into it and put it in the garden. Not as neat as this. BG are an English company and they make the electrical outdoor smart plug. It's about 30 euros at the moment. I haven't seen it in retailers. That's if you buy it online. But it's IP66 weatherproof and it's kind of that double socket size. It has its own scheduling and timer functions built in. So that works really well. But it also integrates with Alexa and Google Assistant. So you can make it part of your smart home. So what do you do with it? Do you just turn on the lights? Yes, if you have non-smart lights, you can control them. But you can also allow it to control things like music in the garden. You can allow it to control garden tools or other features that you want, other devices that you want to put into the garden. So for the money, it's really good. You need to get power into the garden. So someone's going to have to do that for you. But the outdoor socket is ideal and waterproof. Key thing.
Okay, outdoor speakers. Bearing in mind that you have to be mindful of your neighbours, you do have a fairly powerful set of outdoor speakers to recommend.
These are probably not for a suburban area. Oh, you can keep them down low, I suppose. But you and I have chatted often in the summer about, you know, the best Bluetooth speakers and lots from JBL and Sonos and people like that. However, Bose make an interesting pair of speakers specifically designed for outdoors, the Bose 251s. They're called the environmental outdoor speakers, and you do get that crispy, clear, immersive sound that you get from Bose. Some people think it's a little clinical, but outdoors, where the acoustics are more difficult to manage, they sound really good. They've been tested, so sunlight, rain, ice, and even salt. So if you live beside the coast, they'll work fine. They've got 2.5-inch twiddler drivers and a 5-inch woofer. So you get nice crunch out of these as they go. You can get them in black and white, and they're compatible with other with various amplifiers and receivers from 10 up to 200 watts. So you get a proper hi-fi sound outdoors, and you can fix them onto a wall or a fence, and you've got music all year.
Netro Whisperer Smart Plant Sensor.
Okay, so this is just a great present, I think. Or if you are a gardener, it's kind of a catchy little device. They're not cheap at 99 euros. You can buy cheaper versions than this. However, this is a really good one. It's solar powered and it monitors soil moisture, the sunlight, the temperature. It connects to Wi-Fi and gives you real-time data through the Netro app. So basically all your data gets sent back to your iOS or your Android device, and that app will help you, will recommend optimal watering times. So ultimately the idea is to help maintain plant health, but also to reduce water usage as well. So for 99 euros, if you are a serious gardener, worth thinking about.
And the final one, I think you've given us variations of this one before. I think this is one of your favourites. The Bird Buddy Solar Feeder.
It is. And at 220 euros, we talked about it. And after your show one night, a load of people tweeted me. But when they heard the price, they were somewhat horrified. But that's what it costs. And you can buy similar. They're all kind of the same money. Basically,
remind us of what it is.
Well, basically, it's a bird feeder and it's equipped with a high resolution camera. It's got a little bit of AI built in and it does bird species identification. So when a bird lands in your garden, captures a photo, looks it up, records a video of visiting birds and gives you some facts or some insights via the Bird Buddy app. It's solar powered, so no power or wires required. And it's ideal for bird watching enthusiasts or for kids. It's obviously water resistant, very durable. And for kids who are interested in nature and outdoors, or if you are a bird watcher, it's a fantastic present. Don't buy your own then. Ask someone to get one for you.
So basically you're entrapping the birds for photographs by putting feed and seed into the feeder. They come in, they get their feed and you get your photographs.
Well, the paparazzi have been doing that for years.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for that.
The Last Word on Today FM.